Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul mala'ikatu alla taqafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. As dear brothers, in reality I'm sitting here the student of my ustaz. When Hassan Dokarat Sahab, Dhamma Barakatuhu, my honorable ustaz, who nurtured us, took care of us. When he came to Darul Umma Zadwell in 1994, it was Mawlana who inspired us to study, to become ulama. And it's impossible for us to forget Hazrat Mawlana's ihsan and kindness upon us. This is only the kindness of Mawlana that I'm sitting here in front of you today. In reality, I'm only a student, and repeating my sabak, and the takrar of the Mawlana will tell us, make takrar at night. Study your kitabs. And the words carry on ringing in our ears till today. Although we may be teaching also. But I remember the first day when we did Nurul Anwar, and students will know this kitab, Nurul Anwar. Mawlana came in the class, he said, Mawlana, this kitab is very, very easy. But in the madrasa, it was known this kitab is not easy. So Mawlana came in the class and he says, this kitab is very easy if you work hard. So we understood now, we have to work hard. And to understand Mawlana sahab's zawq and his love and taste, and flavor of mutala'ah and studying kitabs. Once Mawlana Sahib walked into the class and he asked us a question. He said, what excites you the most? What really gives you a thrill? Now, students, we can imagine the thoughts are going through our mind. So Mawlana says, when nights pass after nights and you are studying a certain Arabic kitab and the ibarat is mughlaq, masla pechida hai, the matan and the text is difficult to understand. And night after night you work on it. And finally that night it opens up. So the enjoyment of the opening up of that certain text of the hadith or fiqh, that enjoyment you get, you won't get it anywhere else. In our heart, we say, gee, Mawlana, you understand that we haven't understood this yet. We still have to get there. So in reality, this is my sabak I'm just repeating. Sometimes my ustaz, Allah Ta'ala put the correct words. It is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to say shukriya and jazakallah khair to Mawlana sahab giving me the opportunity to share my sabak with the students and the brothers. May Allah ta'ala accept it inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we have come for the Khatme Bukhari. And the reality of the lessons that we have learned from our honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid sahab, dhamma barakatuhu, that this we call a jalsa, where we have come and we can see the ronak. And we can see the atmosphere, the thrill, the enjoyment of the students, of the parents, asatiza. And many will be qualifying 6 years, 7 years, some 10 years. Alhamdulillah, some married, some have children, some are grandparents also. As we find amongst them, we have Dr. Ridwan Sahab, Allah Ta'ala accept his effort, grandfather already. But qualifying finally after so many years. And now the day has come for the jalsa, the thrills in the home, the enjoyment, the color, the flavor. So in reality, as my Shaykh says, barakatuhu, that this worldly life is only window shopping for jannat. Ya Allah, what will be the jalsa on the day of Qiyamah? Ya Allah, include all of us in the jalsa. Here we do Khatme Bukhari, we have come to the Khatam of Bukhari Sharif. But there was a beginning somewhere. For Bukhari Sharif, to come to the end of it right now. It was at first year or pre-first year, where the students learned that daraba, yadribu, nasara, yansuru, all the different babs in Arabic. And now they can read the kitabs. So there was a long journey ahead. As we find in Bukhari Sharif itself, the beginning of it, innama al-amalu bin-niyat. The niyat of life. And the question is, have I made my niyat of life as yet? What is the niyat of my life? Bhai Mushtaq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say, sit down with your family tonight during ta'aleem. And ask the wife, what is your niyat of life? Is it just financial security that you are with me? Many a woman will say, I'm staying here for the children. Or I'm here because of financial security. So ask the family, what is your niyat of life? Whether I'm here or I'm not here. Ask yourself, ask the children, have you made your niyat of life? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ All our actions based upon our intention. The more niyats, the deeper, the higher the intention from the side of Allah will be the help of Allah accordingly. The more niyats we have, the more intentions, the more strong we will make them accordingly, Allah's help will be with us. So from here we learn to make the niyat of life. When we were together in our jamaat in 1 year, Allah Ta'ala accept it. And amongst my sadis, the Simuli Ahmad Mia Sahab also, together was the Amir of our Jamaat. May Allah accept. And they also, when we met one of the Akabir, and saying about the, mentioning about the niyat of life, Wali Jamshed Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that in one of the varsities of Lahore, there was a Christian boy that was sent from America to study. A brilliant boy, absolutely brilliant. His academic, his IQ was such a level that he used to actually lecture the lecturers. His intelligence, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. And then the students around him now would revert to him for their problems. And slowly he began giving them da'wat. He began inviting them towards Christianity. Because of his intelligence, he had some influence over them. So one of those young boys that was in that group, the fikr and concern came in his heart. That if something is not done over here right now, these boys that are studying in the varsity are going to lose their iman. So he came to arrive in Markaz. And he put it before the elders, Mawlana Jamshed Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, that we have a youngster. He's a sensation in the college, in the varsity right now. How do you combat it? He's giving the boys da'wat and inviting them towards Christianity. When they did some research, they found that behind this boy, his father was a bishop or a high priest. The entire family was involved in the church. And they had sent this boy for this mission specifically. To give the boys da'wat towards Christianity. So the ulama, they sat together. That how do we break this da'wat and this invitation of this boy, which is batil and is false. So they told this young boy that tomorrow when you go to the varsity and this boy is having influence over the rest of them, in front of all of them, ask him just one question. Ask him just one question. And this will break all his da'wat. So he went the next day. And as this boy was giving the invitation towards Christianity, he stands up and he asks that young boy, what is the purpose of your life? What is the purpose and the goal of your life? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ The person who had kufr in his heart was dumbstruck. He had no answer. First time to a question, he had no answer. He said, I will get back to you. He phoned back home. And he sends the message to his father. His father calls a meeting with the rest of the priests. What do we tell him? What is the maqsad? What is the purpose of life? What is the goal? The reply came, we booked your ticket back home. They booked your ticket back home because now your faith is in danger. Because the Muslim has a purpose of life. He wants to get to that jalsa on the day of Qiyamah when he will sit there before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ His entire life, he read in here in madrasa also, قَالَ اللَّهِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ Day in and day out was Hadith Sharif and Quran Sharif. Hadith Sharif and Quran Sharif. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Now the time will come for istiqamat. To remain absolutely firm. Doesn't give up what he learned in the madrasa. And as Sulaiman Janti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned once in Nizamuddin, he asked an old man, kaha se aaye hain? He said, old man, where have you come from? So he kept quiet. He said, Jannat se aaye. He has come from Jannat. Wapas jana hai. So he said, I want to go back. He said, do you know your last 10 surahs of Tajweed? He says, no. He says, the house will ask you for mahar, what are you going to give them? Abhi nikal jao. He said, now go out in the path of Allah, learn your 10 surahs now. So you can pay the mahar on the day of Qiyamah. But then he told him, he says, you've come from Jannat alone, but you're not going back alone, take the whole ummah and go with you. Because there is going to be a jalsa also, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But to get to that jalsa, my dear brothers, as you heard the nazam being recited, with a broken heart, with a broken heart, the condition of the ummah right now cannot escape our hearts and our minds. Dukhe dilo ka payam lelo. O Nabi of Allah, listen to the message of the broken hearts. This ummat ummati marhuma. The ummat upon whom is the rahmat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Because we are the ummat of rahmatul lil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the rahmat and mercy to the entire universe. We are that ummat upon whom the rahmat of Allah has to descend. But right now the ummat is maksura munkasira. Ummat is broken. There is no one to put their hand upon the ummah and say, cease fire. We will come to the defense. As my sheikh says, right now the ummat is in need of one Khalid, of one Umar bin Khattab, of one Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. Where the message will be sent, we are dispatching right now one Khalid. Beware. Umar is coming. Be careful. The hearts are shuddering. Right now there is no security for the ummah. We are afraid any country we go to, what will happen? In our own country there is insecurity. Who is here to put their hand upon the ummah? These are the graduates that will be dispatched today, inshallah. This is the niyat of my life. Lillah wa fillah. Ya Allah, for your sake, for your pleasure and your muhabbat and your love, my heart, my body, my emotions, my feelings belongs to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Then we can say, Khatme Bukhari took place. The Bukhari Sharif will make the khatam. And then the jalsa on the day of Qiyamah. But before we reach that, it's just two words I'd like to use. Sitting in this jalsa of my honorable ustaz, my honorable sheikh. One is to get to Husne Khatima. Want to get to Husne Khatima. Or may change the Hassan al Khatima. Our honorable Ustaz, only Hassan Sahib. To get that beautiful ending, we'll have to adopt Akhlaqi Hamida. Where we learn this from our Mashaykh, Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dam Barakatuh, our Ustaz, our Hassan Dokrat Sahib. To get that Akhlaqi Hamida from the, what we've learned in Kitabs. To get the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we attract the entire world towards the Husni Khatima. Then ulama say on the day of Qiyamah, when their child will be called up, and his journey in life was a journey of a rahmat for the ummah. That my existence in this world must become a rahmat for the ummah. And for this rahmat to come, we have to reform our akhlaq and our character. And to do this, ulama explain, the simplest way is to the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allah wants us to make dhikr kathira, abundant amount of dhikr. We start with the niyat, innama al-amalu bin niyat, make the niyat of my life. My life is for Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. When you will make the dhikr of Allah, we will make our niyat, then Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi says, you will have to end your life now with subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. The dhikr of Allah. To get the dhikr of Allah at the end of one's life, to get the husnul khatima, to get that beautiful death, where they say that our mouth becomes shandar. We have a marvelous death, brilliant death. We are waiting to meet Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. To get there, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the tongue and the heart are accustomed at the time when Malakul Maut will tap the heart. Now the recording will play. And as my sheikh says, Dama Barakatuhu, that this iman, that we live with iman, to understand how important is when a person is traveling and how he carries and how he looks after his passport. Before he leaves home, he asks the wife, "You got the passport?" When he goes to the check-in, "Where's the passports?" When they check in the bags again, "Where's the passport?" He sits on the plane, he checks his passport again. As if that now document or a little book is my ticket now to every country and then to Jannat. He's off the plane, "My passport, returning home, passport." With the dhikr of Allah, he'll keep us away of the passport of Iman to Jannat. "Ya Allah, my passport is there right now. What am I viewing on my phone? What am I listening to? Which avenue am I going right now? Is that avenue, is it munasib? Is it conducive to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mustn't lose my passport right now. That is my iman, that fikr concern has to come. When his life will come out after making the niyat of life, that the goal is Allah, the maqsad is Allah, the goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah will become pleased, the Jannat is ours. One of our great akabir, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh, somebody asked him, "Hazrat, when you pass away, what will be your wish?" Look at servitude, dhikr of Allah, love of Allah, wafadari, loyalty to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He says on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah has to say, "Imdadullah, Jannat is yours, you may enter." He says, "If Allah gives me an opportunity to request anything, I will request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, give me one musalla, and a little spot under one corner of your arsh and throne, just for me to read salah before you. That's all I want, to put my head down for you. But that enjoyment I will only get in dunya, not in akhirat." The enjoyment they found in the ibadat, in the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When a person's life will come out in the dhikr of Allah, he made his niyat, and now he made his subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Then Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the second Amir of Tabligh, he says, when a person's life is every day will be the dhikr of Allah, and calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya ayyuhal nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu." People say, "La ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah." He said, when the person who gave this da'wah and made the dhikr of Allah every day, and his goal is akhirat. As you know, when a person is in sakarat, the throes of death, then we prompt the person to say, "La ilaha illallah." We prompt the person to say, "La ilaha illallah." He said, by the qasam of Allah, the person who takes out his time every day, and in the GPS of his heart when he wakes up in the morning, the GPS of the heart is Jannat. Ridha Allah, the pleasure of Allah. No rerouting, no via route. Direct towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, when his every day is like this, in the dhikr of Allah, by the qasam of Allah, when he will be in sakarat, instead of people prompting him and telling him to say la ilaha illallah, the same da'wat, the same dhikr that he made every day, he'll tell people around him, "La ilaha illallah." And he will leave the world in this manner. There was an old man in Karachi, gave his life in the path of Allah. Da'wat, ta'aleem, zikr, ibadat, in khidmat, the worship of Allah, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A doctor had written this kitab, and he says that this old man became bedridden. So I was called once early part of the morning to attend to him. His wife called me. I rushed to the house. He was gone, feeble, weak. Couldn't even sit up. Attended to him. Wife left the room. Then suddenly had a burst of energy. And he sits up against the headboard. And he shouts for his wife. So she comes running into the room. What has happened? So he looks towards the sky. He looks towards the sky and he begins to smile. And he taps her thigh. Says, "Dekhti hai, dekhti. Can you see, can you see?" She said, "What do you see?" She said, "I see the malaika have come. With bouquets and roses of flowers. And they're calling my name, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan." With a big smile on his mouth, on his face, his ruh leaves the body. His life came out in the dhikr of Allah, in the da'wat of Allah. The gatherings of deen, And the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Shaykh has written in Maut ki Yaad, when a person whose life came out in Qala Allah, Qala Rasul, in the majalis of the mashayikh, making the dhikr of Allah. He said then at the time of Maut, Allah sends for that person 500 angels to welcome him. A red carpet. They make two rows. They bring the flowers of Jannah. And they call his name. Today a person comes to the airport. And one bichara will come with a board with your name on it. And now a person feels now, the chauffeur is waiting for me. Is it a plastic board or a paper board? He's going to throw away soon. But the pride we feel, meet and greet. Day of Qiyamah, Allah will send the malaika, the person's mouth, that welcome him. And then his ruh will be taken towards Illiyin, wrapped in silken cloth. It's a lengthy riwayat. But to get that, my dear brothers, the real awards day, and to conclude the awards day on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make it a real awards day for every parent. Today we have the pride in the heart. And we have in different institutions, they have award days and reward days, etc. But the most they will give you, as we see, in the secular environment, they'll give one trophy. Or they'll give something you can put on the wall, a plastic. Is it real gold? It's only the color of gold. But the day of Qiyamah will be real. Not only the child, but the parent also. Allah will say, today is your day, your Jalsa day, today is the awards day, where the stage will be set up. And Allah will call a young boy, and he'll be instructed, Iqra, Wartaqi, Warattil. Now read your Quran Sharif. What you had learned, your sabak. And continue ascending the stages of Jannah. Not only you, but your parents. This is a real awards day on the day of Qiyamah. How for us to get there, my dear brothers, is to make our niyat of life right now. What am I here for? Sit tonight with the family and ask the wife. Are you here just for the financial security, emotional security, for the children? Let's walk the journey of the pleasure of Allah together. And tell our children also, that let's make our niyat of life, and how are we going to make the environment in the home every day? And then the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal in our lives. Quran tilawah, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as my Shaykh says, that at least may every bayan take one thing. We hear so many things, we feel, now, how much do I do? How much dhikr do I make? Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, more or less, make little dhikr in the morning after Fajr. Little dhikr after Asr. Allah demands dhikran kathira, make plenty dhikr. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew the weakness of the ummah. So we are taught, Fazal Aman, as the Shaykh has mentioned over there. Little zikr after Fajr, little zikr after Asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you for the intervening times. Deen is easy. Little zikr in the afternoon, after Asr and after Fajr. Allah will suffice you. And a beautiful zikr, as we will hear the Khatm Bukhari. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumaz riwayat, a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, I'm having difficult times. Times are difficult. I don't have sufficient for my family. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asks him, that where are you? Haven't you learned the tasbih of the malaika? Because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains entire humanity, an entire creation. Abdullah ibn Umar says, here's my opportunity to ask, O Nabi of Allah, what is the dhikr? So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that when you wake up in the morning at tulu' al-fajr, at subuh sadiq, when fajr time sets in, before tulu' al-fajr, subuh sadiq, and your fajr salah, in between that time, recite 100 times, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, astaghfirullah. Just before your fajr jamaat, any time between Subuh Sadiq and your Fajr Jamaat, just 100 times, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned, Ta'tika dunya raghimatan saghiratan. Dunya will come to you, in our words, Allah will throw it at your feet. Allah will throw the luxuries and pleasures of dunya at your feet. O yukhlaqu min kulli tasbihin malakun yusabbihu ila yawm al-qiyamah. بكل كلمة بكل تسبيح with every tasbih that you read, Allah will create an angel that will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give you a dunya, and for every tasbih Allah will make an angel that will worship and praise Allah till the day of Qiyamah. As you do the riwayah towards the end, all you have to add, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, astaghfirullah. And this we shared with many brothers. And when we tell the brothers at the time of Subuh Sadiq till Fajr Jamaat, already he fell down halfway. Now, Mawlana Sahib, that time to read 100 times Subhanallah bihamdihi, I just make it for tashahud in the masjid. And I see where's the latest. But when you say the virtue, Allah will throw dunya at you. Oh, Mawlana Sahib, dunya will come like that. Gee, I can wake up then. My dunya will come right. Gee, it'll come right. And your akhirat will be made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. And Allah accept the graduates that will be qualifying, accept their lives with the khidmat of deen. Allah ta'ala take the madrasa, give taraqqi, and protect it, and give us tawfiq to make amal upon what has been said. Subhanakallah, bihamdika, jazakallah.